Lecture 10, Gilgamesh, Hero and King.
In our last lecture, we focused on the world of the gods, and we saw that Mesopotamian deities, when they do interact with humans, usually are angry or punish them. In this lecture, we will start to come back to the world of the mortals by looking at semi-divine individuals, specifically heroes as represented in the Epic of Gilgamesh. The Epic of Gilgamesh is the world's first epic description of a hero and his adventures. It portrays many themes that have become very familiar to us over the millennia that appear in other epics from other cultures, but appear for the first time in Mesopotamia. Gilgamesh was a young, powerful ruler of the city of Uruk, but his people feared his excessive energy. Gilgamesh had many positives. He was gorgeous. He was radiant with beauty and strength. The epic describes him as surpassing all kings, for his stature renowned. Towering Gilgamesh is uncannily perfect. All of this gave Gilgamesh an enormous amount of athletic strength, which is what a city would want in a ruler to protect them against enemies. But Gilgamesh had too much energy. He was uncontrollable. He would run throughout the city, day and night. He would rampage fiercely. He was always looking for a competition, and he demanded that all of the young men in Uruk engage in athletic competitions with him. As you can imagine, Gilgamesh always won, although wouldn't you give up to this young man who was so much bigger than everyone else, too? In addition, Gilgamesh looked to expend his energy by demanding conjugal rights for all new brides. And so this, we see the king claiming that he could be the first man to sleep with any new bride. Now, this goes beyond excessive energy, and it starts to undermine aspects of society. So soon we will see the people of Uruk praying for relief from the demands of Gilgamesh. This king is young, he is out of control, and so they need the gods to interfere and to protect them. The people of the city of Uruk prayed to the sky god Anu and complained that he had created a headstrong wild bull in ramparted Uruk. Anu eventually acceded to their prayers, and he ordered that a companion be created for Gilgamesh. Clearly, Gilgamesh needed someone to accompany him, someone to divert this energy. The gods created a man, Enkidu, as a friend for Gilgamesh. Enkidu's creation offered an opportunity for the poem to compare the life of a rural dweller with the urban sophisticate. And we see in the epic poem the tension between civilized and the wild life. And this is a major theme of the first part of the epic. Enkidu was made out of clay, one more use for clay, and he lived in the steppe, far from the cities. Enkidu became friends with wild animals. He would free them from the traps of hunters. The poem describes Enkidu as the offspring of potter's clay. He knew neither people nor inhabited land. He dressed as animals do. He fed on grass with gazelles. With beasts, he jostled at the waterhole. So Enkidu is living as an animal. And in fact, when he encountered another human being at the watering hole, where he had gone with his animal friends, he didn't know what this was. But in fact, this was the hunter whose traps he had disabled to release his animal friends. The hunter was perhaps equally surprised to see a figure like Enkidu eating and drinking with the animals. And he quickly figured out that this was the person who was undermining his profession and breaking down his traps.